Welcome to A Big Heart, a podcast about living with heart disease. I'm Mike Papali, and I'm the president and founder of In a Heartbeat, a nonprofit organization with a mission to prevent death from sudden cardiac arrest. I went into sudden cardiac arrest at age 17 and have been living with heart disease for over a decade. This podcast will dissect the physical and emotional obstacles of living with heart disease and how to overcome them. I am inviting you to join me on my personal journey of living as a heart disease patient. The ultimate goal of this podcast is to help heart disease patients of all ages live a long and normal life. Welcome everyone to the next episode of A Big Heart, a podcast about living with heart disease. A Big Heart is powered by In a Heartbeat. In a Heartbeat is a nonprofit organization with the mission to prevent death from sudden cardiac arrest. This is done by donating AEDs, providing CPR and AED training, raising money for research projects, providing support to patients, and offering free ECGs to children, teens, and young adults. To learn more about In a Heartbeat, visit www.inaheartbeat.org. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of A Big Heart. I'm really excited to have you here with me today. I know I have not released a new episode in a while, but I felt the need to post one today and record one today because honestly, I'm really frustrated with cardiac arrest, specifically in youth. It's something I'm very frustrated about, and I'm going to tell you why today and talk about what I think needs to be done because honestly, I'm reading about too many young people dying from sudden cardiac arrest. So when I first went into cardiac arrest when I was 17, it was a shock to my family and me that a young person could have heart disease. We never thought that heart disease affected young people. We thought it was old people, unhealthy people, inactive people, people that smoked, people that didn't eat right. We thought those were the only people that were affected by heart disease. So there was no way my healthy 17-year-old body that never had anything ever wrong with it could possibly have a heart defect. Obviously, we learned very quickly that we were wrong. And right away, I started hearing and meeting survivors, meeting families who had lost kids. And it was super emotional for my family and me because we obviously had gone through that as a family as well. And that's obviously the backbone and the passion behind In a Heartbeat, right, is to prevent people from dying from sudden cardiac arrest. Just to give you some quick stats for those that don't know, I'm going to talk specifically in this episode on sudden cardiac arrest in youth. 23,000 youth per year are affected by sudden cardiac arrest. That's 18 and under, 23,000 youth per year. Sudden cardiac arrest is the leading cause of death on school campuses. 1 in 300 youth are walking around with an unknown heart condition. That's basically an unknown ticking time bomb that can happen at any moment. And if they aren't in the perfect situation, chances are they're not going to make it. So we know this, right? We know that the only way to survive sudden cardiac arrest is with immediate CPR and the quick use of an AED, right? If those two things happen, survival rates can actually be high. But unfortunately, they don't always happen. And that's why our survival rate across the country from sudden cardiac arrest is less than 10%. Those aren't very good odds. So back when we first started In a Heartbeat, the nonprofit organization that we run, you know, I set up what's called Google Alerts with my email and my Gmail account. So what that does for people that don't know is basically you can create keywords and you can do as many as you want. And essentially each night, Google sends me an email for each keyword. So that way, you know, I can stay up to date with the different news articles that have those keywords like sudden cardiac arrest, automated external defibrillator, CPR. Because what it does is it does a search on the internet and sends you to the latest articles that include those words that you chose. So basically what I'm reading stories of saves, reading stories of death, reading stories of new laws passed, CPR given, really anything you could think of. And it's a great way for me to stay up to date and to keep our followers up to date on what's going on and to really show an emphasis on why we're doing the work that we're doing. Well, the reason for this episode in particular is this. In the last 4 days, I have read four horrifying stories about young people dying from sudden cardiac arrest. Jason Kidd, a 12-year-old basketball player. Jed Hoffman, a sophomore in high school and a football player. Blake Barklage, a senior in high school and a football player. And Marco Antonio Benitez, a 13-year-old who collapsed in physical education class. So first of all, rest in peace to those four young people. My thoughts and prayers are certainly with their families and their friends, because no person is supposed to die that young. No one is supposed to lose their life at such a young age. So again, thoughts and prayers are with their family and their friends. Rest in peace to those four young people whose lives were tragically lost. And in no way am I trying to disrespect their families by talking about this. It's more of a way to honor them and really say that as a society, we need to do better. So here's the reality of the situation and something that I've learned in my 15 years doing this since my cardiac arrest is those four communities right now, I'm sure, are devastated. They're up in arms. There's fear. And there's people that are high up within those communities trying to figure out what can we do to prevent this from happening to somebody else. And that's my first problem right there, is as a society, again, we're very reactive rather than being proactive. We wait for a young person to die. It takes a young person to lose their life. It takes a family to lose their child before we start acting and creating change and making a difference. Instead of being proactive, it shouldn't have to take a child dying from sudden cardiac arrest before we are placing more AEDs, before we are training more people in CPR. Right? Our communities, we need to do this. We cannot wait until a life is lost before we try to make a difference. So, what are some things we can do? Again, survival rate from sudden cardiac arrest is very low. But like I said before, when CPR is provided, when AED is used very quickly, survival rates can be higher. So schools specifically should have multiple AEDs within 3 minutes of all locations. All right. All practices after school should have an AED within 3 minutes, right? It's easy for a school to have multiple AEDs in it. But if the field is a 15-minute walk from the school, if it's a 10-minute walk from the school, if it's a 5-minute walk from the school, and there is no AED on the field, it doesn't do any good having AEDs in the building because that is too long before someone can run in the building and run out. A lot of schools have athletic trainers, usually just one, right? So if football practice, field hockey practice, and soccer practice are all going on at different fields, one athletic trainer can't be in three places at once. So there has to be a plan to make sure there is an AED on that field at all times. Again, going back into the school is not good enough. We need coaches, which most places are, trained and comfortable in performing CPR. We need emergency action plans in place and practiced amongst coaches, teachers, in offices, employees. Okay, we need to have these emergency action plans in place and we need to practice them. Okay, it is not just good enough to get the AED and have it there. People need to know where it is, how to react, what to do when someone goes into sudden cardiac arrest. So that's just a start, you know, right? CPR, AEDs, having, you know, AEDs at all fields, having people that are comfortable using them. But again, let's talk about the survival rate for sudden cardiac arrest being so low. We know that. It's a fact. We're doing everything we can to make that number go up. But right now, it is low. It is less than 10%. So a lot of things have to line up perfectly for someone to survive sudden cardiac arrest. Which brings me to my next point. Why are we not testing young people's hearts with a quick, simple painless electrocardiogram, also known as an ECG or an EKG. All right, I am not a medical professional, okay? This all comes from passion as a patient and personal experiences. I believe that all young people should start getting EKGs and have repeat EKGs every couple years, starting at a very young age. And that is one of the things that we are currently doing within a heartbeat, all right, with our cardiac screening program, is making sure young hearts are being screened at a young age. Okay, my EKG is very abnormal. If a doctor looked at it, they would flag it, and they probably would know just by looking at it that I have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Now, they wouldn't diagnose me just off an EKG. They would go to an echo and a stress test and a cardiac MRI and all the follow-up that's needed, cardiac catheterization, all the tests I had before I was diagnosed. But they would look at it, they would follow up on it, and if I had an EKG when I was 14, 15, or 16 years old, I might not have almost died when I was 17. I might not have been in a situation where I had a 1 in a million chances of survival. So why are we not giving EKGs? Okay, there is controversy. There are people that are against it. I am clearly not one of those people. I believe everybody should have one. Here are some of the reasons why we don't do it. Money, right? It's a lot of reasons why we don't do a lot of things here. But money is one reason. False positives is another reason. 15 years ago, the false positive rate for a baseline EKG was relatively high. Of course, we don't want false positive. Now, with new technology and the new international criteria used to interpret electrocardiograms, the false positive rate is right around 2%. Now, again, we don't want any false positives, but as a parent, wouldn't you rather it be nothing? Wouldn't you rather have an abnormal EKG that goes to an echo, that goes to a cardiac MRI, a meeting with a doctor, and find out that it's nothing, rather than not know and have your child go into sudden cardiac arrest one day and the location that they're in not be prepared to save their life? Again, there is change going on in the country. There are organizations like In a Heartbeat all over in all different states that are trying to do the same work that we are. But real change is not happening until it really happens at a legislative level. And that's what we really need to get to. We need to make it a standard for young people to be getting EKGs. Now, just getting an EKG and not having proper follow-up, that's not good either, right? We don't just want to acquire the test. EKG testing works well and mass screening works when there's a plan in place, when there's follow-up, when there is a plan to make sure that this young person is getting the follow-up test that they need if they have an abnormal EKG. So, again, this episode is strictly based on my passion and my honest feeling of being sick and tired of reading articles of young people, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, dying from sudden cardiac arrest. It shouldn't be happening. It should not be. Again, a quick, simple, painless, 5-minute electrocardiogram can potentially detect life-threatening heart disease. And we need to get there. Because no child at a young age deserves to lose their life. We can't wait for more kids to die. Okay? We can't wait for more people to be affected. We can't wait for a sudden cardiac arrest to happen and a child to get really lucky and be saved. We need to do it now. We need to do it before someone is in his life or death situation. So that's all I have this week. It's a passion I have. It's a frustration I have right now. Again, reading four articles about four young people who lost their lives in sudden cardiac arrest made me feel like I had to talk about it. I had to talk about it with an audience that I know has similar passions to me. And you might be sitting there asking yourself, well, what can I do? You know, I don't have a nonprofit. Well, again, raise awareness. Go out, talk to important people, talk to key stakeholders in your community about CPR, about AEDs. That's always a place to start. We want to keep placing them, make sure they're everywhere. The EKG conversation is a bit of a more complicated one, but talk, bring it up. Talk about the reasons why it's important. And if you need resources, reach out to me. As always, I can get you statistics, I can get you graphics, I can get you reasons, tangible reasons why young kids should be getting EKGs. So thank you for taking the time to listen. Again, as a society, we need to do better. We need to start preventing death from sudden cardiac arrest in young people. We need to create change, and it needs to start now. Thank you so much for listening to A Big Heart, a podcast about living with heart disease. If you like this episode, it would mean so much to me if you could give it a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Like anything in life, the goal is to improve. Please provide any feedback you have, any topics you want to hear, or any guests that can provide value to our listeners. You can message us on Instagram at A Big Heart Podcast, or send us an email at mike@inaheartbeat.org. To learn more about In a Heartbeat and the programs we provide, please visit www.inaheartbeat.org. That is www.inaheartbeat.org.